Today, I want to talk to you about perspective. What does that mean? Whose perspective? Why is it so important? Stick around and you're going to find out all the reasons why perspective makes the world go round. I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now. Alrighty, so perspective. We hear this in a lot of different ways, a lot of different contexts, and a lot of different meanings. One of my favorite is when someone says, I like your perspective. So what I hear is that you agree with the way that I see things, or you at least acknowledge the way that I'm seeing things. It may or may be different than yours, but that's just my perspective. So think of it as your perspective is your window from what you're looking at onto the world. It's your rose-colored glasses, or it's however you are viewing the world, right? This is from your perspective. I'm standing here today from my perspective. Today is a little cloudy and some blue skies, but it's not gonna rain, so it's a pretty good day. That's from my perspective. Somebody else's perspective may be, well, thank God it's not sunny. Thank God it's not raining, or whatever it is, right? They see the same thing and they can see it differently. They're going to interpret it differently. So whenever you're working with somebody or communicating with someone, always keep in mind perspective. It can really, really get you out of a lot of confusion, a lot of arguments, a lot of, you know, just things going wrong. Because if I say something and somebody else says something, we might not agree, but it's your perspective. Your perspective is subjective. So you can't see what I see. However, you can understand my perspective if I'm able to describe it in a way that resonates with you. For example, so, I mean, your perspective on life, it could be your perspective on the future, your perspective on politics, which of course, you know, I don't talk about that kind of stuff, but if it's your perspective about sports, you know, whatever it is, your perspective, when you can describe it and you can talk about it, then people can understand it. And so it's not just, it's your perspective is about everything. It's about life. So it's kind of like when people say, I'm picking up what you're putting down. Right? There's lots of slang around that. I get what you're saying, right? That's another way to say, I agree or I understand from your perspective. And if we are able to think about that more in the future, when people are talking, ask yourself, what is their perspective? Where is this coming from? Don't decide if you want to agree or not. It's not about whether you agree or not. It's about what is that view from their perspective? So you can help understand what shoes they're wearing or what their experience has been growing up in life, what their childhood is like, what their relationship is with their parents or their children or whatever, right? I mean, perspective is powerful. It's so powerful because everybody has different. Everyone has a different perspective. It may be similar, but you have your own, right? It's like your thumbprint, your fingerprints, whatever it is. It's your DNA. You know, your perspective is unique and genuine and special, just like you, right? So think about that. When you're talking to people, especially as you're communicating with people, whether it be, you know, verbally or text or, you know, electronically or emails or posting or whatever it is, think about what is their perspective? Where are they coming from? Because then it may help you understand what point they're trying to make. Are they mad? Are they angry? Are they happy? Are they optimistic? Are they pessimistic? How did they get that way? Where is this coming from? And all of these things is helps you to be, number one, compassionate, because you can understand, you know, someone's perspective is, you know, down and out or pessimistic. You can be like, oh man, like wonder what happened to this person. And maybe I can help, and maybe I can add value to this person, right? So again, you know, for me, my goal is to touch people's lives in a positive way. That's my mantra. So I need to understand people's perspective on whatever it is in order for me to be able to say, huh, okay, I can add value to that in A, B, C, or D, in whatever way, shape, or form, depending on the conversation, depending on, you know, how engaged we are, how well I know you. You know, I don't want to step on people's toes, but I've been known to be quite blunt. And I'm not shy, and I speak my mind. And in my world, it's the truth. So I believe I'm saying the truth. And as my sister used to say, you know, sometimes the truth hurts. But I think it's to your benefit to know the truth so that maybe you can change your perspective on other things moving forward. Okay? So just think about that. Play with that when you're communicating with people. Number one, compassion. Try to be compassionate about their perspective. And then, number two, how can you alter that perspective? Or how can you add to that perspective? And then they might see your perspective and they can say, oh, okay, I see now what you are telling me, that it's a sunny day when I thought it was a cloudy day, and at least it's warm, and at least it's not raining, so your perspective is better than mine. Let's go with that one. Right? Very easy. That's the easiest way to do a whole 360, and you can shift from having a bad day to all of a sudden it's not so bad at all. Right? I've got my health. I'm, you know, I am healthy, I'm young, I'm strong, whatever it is, right? There's always optimistic perspectives, you know, and it kind of like, think of it as your, you know, your attitude. It could be just the way that you vision the world as a great place. Opportunities are endless, and, you know, I'm surrounded by like-minded people. And so my perspective is positive, it's genuine, and it is, hi, I want to change the world, you know, in a positive way, and I'm going to start with you, kind of a mindset. All right? So I don't want to go too much deeper, but I do want you to concentrate on that, and not only while you're talking to people, while you are driving, while you are reading, or when you get out of bed, when you wake up, when you go to sleep, what is your perspective? And you're gonna say, well, Ricky, about what? I don't care. It doesn't matter what it's about. What's important is, where did it come from? What brought you to that perspective, to that realization? What fueled that? And could you change it? If you don't like your perspective, can you switch it? Can you, you know, easily just say, oh, well, I thought it was cloudy day, but I guess, you know, it's a good day to go bike riding because it's not too hot, or something, right? So your perspective dictates how you perceive the world and the opportunities that are inside of that world. Okay? So think clearly, be fresh, and perspective. Start your day and take it away from there. Okay? Thank you. If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with three people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments. So please share your comments below and please let us know what topic interests you the most.